Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 140 for Monday, November 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, backing away from earlier gains as a turn lower in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. The nearby January contract had been up by as much as $9 at one point today, but values were down across the board by the close, January down $6.90 at $429.70 per ton. Canola did start the day posting solid gains as the market played catch-up with the U.S. soy complex that had rallied sharply yesterday, when ICE Canada was closed for Remembrance Day. While soybeans did see some initial follow-through strength, the Chicago futures turned lower as the day progressed and canola followed suit. A stronger tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the eventual weakness in canola. Some light farmer selling was also noted, although most producers remain on the sidelines for the time being. Good exporter and domestic crusher demand provided some underlying support on the other side. The nearby technical bias has also still remains pointed higher, and that makes any losses a good buying opportunity from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley did see some light activity and moved higher. In the U.S., soybeans were down while corn and wheat were both higher. Soybeans were down 8 to 19 cents, the January contract down 15 cents at $10.49 per bushel. Soybeans had rallied sharply yesterday as good export demand and concerns over the tight soy meal supply situation provided support. The market did see some follow-through buying interest today, but those gains proved short-lived as soybeans ran into chart resistance and turned lower. The record large U.S. crop prospects and ideas that the soy meal supply issues will soon be sorted out contributed to the declines in beans. Corn, meanwhile, it hit its highest levels in 4 months and remained pointed higher at the close with gains of 1 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at $3.78 per bushel. Monday's USDA supply-demand report, which included a downward revision to the estimated size of this year's U.S. corn crop, did remain supportive, although production is still expected to be record large. Gains in wheat also provided spillover support for corn today. Wheat was up 11 to 17 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 16 at $5.41 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature in wheat, accounting for much of the strength. Cold weather conditions in parts of the U.S. plains also provided support, as the winter weather raised concerns over possible damage to the wheat crops there. But on the other side, the large global supply situation did remain a bearish influence, limiting the upside in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.